Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Caroline Barrington, a third grade teacher over at Sally Morrow Elementary and potentially America's favorite teacher. Caroline, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And so we're bringing you in to talk about a pretty special event going on. You are in the quarterfinals for the America's Favorite Teacher Contest. And last I checked, you were sitting in second place in this quarterfinal matchup. So this is something that, you know, it's kind of cool to have someone from our area in this competition this far along.
I am surprised, honestly, that I made it this far. And I wished I knew who nominated me for this, but they won't tell me, so.
And, you know, reading the comments on social media, just hearing people talk around the town, you were a very popular teacher. I mean, I have people my age who had you in elementary who are still singing your praises. So you've obviously had an impact on a lot of people's lives. So let's start from the beginning. I think that's a good place to start here. What made you get into teaching? What made you want to pursue this career as a teacher?
I didn't know I wanted to be a teacher until I got a job at Creekview Elementary as an aide. My two girls went there, and I was there for about 2 years, and the principal called me in one day and said, are you considering being a teacher? And I said, well, not really. And he's, I think you would be a good teacher. And I told him that I had to work, I didn't have time, I had my five kids that I was taking care of, and he told me, he says, well, you think about it, and then come back and talk to me. So I thought about it, and then he called me back in again and said, have you thought about it? And I said, yeah, I thought about it. And he said, are you interested? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, he says, if you can get registered, I can put in for the district to help with the beginning, with your classes in the beginning. And he said, I will work around your classes so you can still work.
And that's a perfect introduction to the world of teaching, starting as an aide, working your way up. A little hesitant there, but, you know, it's obviously resulted in a very fruitful and long career. So let's talk about your career for a second. Over 30 years you've been in the teaching industry. That's incredible longevity. Over this time, I'm sure you've had several great memories with students just at work in general. But is there anything in your mind that really sticks out as a favorite memory during your teaching career?
I was a special ed teacher for 18 years. I did self-contained for 4 of those years. And I honestly think that being in that self-contained unit with the older kids was the most rewarding. Seeing them learn and pick up things that people say that they wouldn't do before.
You know, each teacher has their own individual approach to the teaching methods, the different learning methods they want to implement in their classes. So how do you approach teaching and classroom management? What do you try and emphasize in your teaching style?
Oh, I just tell them I'll beat them if they aren't good. No, I want the kids to know that they're important, that they teach me things too, and I learn things every day from them. They learn from me, but I definitely learn from them also. And I want them to know that I appreciate them being there at school and wanting to be ready to learn.
Now, again, our guest is Caroline Barrington, a third grade teacher at Sally Morrow Elementary, and we're talking about her bid to become America's Favorite Teacher. Voting going on right now on americasfaveteacher.org. You have until Thursday the 17th to put your vote in for that. And talking to you, I highly encourage people to go do that. So let's talk a little more in depth about this contest. Why do you think people should vote for you in this competition?
That's a hard question because I didn't promote myself at the beginning, and someone else nominated me. I don't know who that person was, but I was kind of hesitant in the beginning, and I had so many people encouraging me and saying, no, it would be absolutely wonderful if you would do it, if you would stay in there and you would do it. And so I chose to do that. And I really think that being a teacher for as long as I have, I've seen a lot. I have made mistakes, obviously, and I have learned from them. But I love kids. I love learning. I love having them around and teaching them.
Now, let's give you a chance. You're obviously very humble about this. Let's give you a chance to kind of brag about yourself. What do you think makes you stand out in this competition and just in the field of education in general? What do you think are some of those qualities that set you apart?
I think the fact that I try to get to know my families. I try to get to know what the kids like, what they don't like. My colleagues, the people that I work with are amazing, and I like helping them. They are amazing to help me. And I think it's just that I like being around people. I have enjoyed watching these kids grow up and learn.
You know, not only do you serve as a mentor to these kids in your classroom, you serve to a mentor as a lot of these younger teachers, and having friends freshly graduating from college, trying to get into the education world, having a mentor like yourself is truly invaluable. That's something that everyone craves to have. So I think you really do deliver in that category. Now, as a part of this contest, if you are to win, you get a trip, you get an assembly with Bill Nye, and $25,000. So let's talk about the prize money for a second. On the website, you have a pretty selfless reason or message listed with what you do with that money. So let's restate it here. What would you do with that $25,000 if you are to win this competition?
I would take a lot of it to get things for our school that our district can't afford. I mean, we can only get so much. And there are a lot of things with science, with math, manipulatives that our whole school could use. And if I'm able to do that, that would be the best thing that I could contribute.
Now, Caroline, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Oh, just thank you, everybody that has been voting. Please go in and vote. It is on Facebook. It has been on ETV News that I was shocked that they were doing it. But please go and vote, because I want to be able to give back to the community and back to our schools.
Well, Caroline, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Caroline Barrington, a third grade teacher at Sally Morrow Elementary, and we're talking about her bid to become America's favorite teacher. Voting is open now for her quarterfinal matchup, and it's going to run until Thursday the 17th, and you can cast those votes at americasfaveteacher.org. That's americasfaveteacher.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.